company called Phoenix Investors purchased the two former Maytag properties. Okay, so prior to that, there was another company that owned those buildings for years and years. And the difference between the prior owners and the Phoenix investors is Phoenix actually put quite a bit of capital into the Maytag property on Monmouth Boulevard in order to get it up to leasable shape. So for years, you know, we've had this building in the community. It looked fairly okay from the outside. It looks great now. I mean, new paint, new exterior, lots of cool stuff happening. But you know, for years, you could drive by that building, and it looked fairly decent from the outside. But if you ever went inside of it, it was another story. I mean, basically, when that building was initially purchased after Maytag left the community, that building was stripped of virtually any asset that had scrap or residual value, and really what was left behind was a shell, and that made it very, very difficult to show that building. I mean, there's no power in the building and there's no skylight, so it's kind of like a giant dark cave. And you know, for years we would market that building, and we'd get companies to come to the community to take a look at it, and you know, they'd go inside, and you know, it didn't go very well. And you know, we'd have to have the borrow some like highway lighting rigs and generators and stuff to just get enough illumination in the building to even show it. So really this whole thing starts with Phoenix Investors acquiring those properties. And I think that happened in late June of last year. And the other thing that Phoenix did, not only renovate it, but you know, they're a professional real estate development company. They've got their own leasing agents. They put this deal together. Their team put this deal together. And so I said it at the time, and not to say I told you so, but when they bought that property, I said, this means something. This is a good sign for the eventual reuse of that property. And so I really think that the origins of this whole story started last summer.
So kind of part of what Phoenix does, they will rehab, they will buy and rehab, repurpose whatever, and then try to sell or whatever the case.
Yeah, actually. And they're line of businesses, they look to lock in long-term leases. That's the way their company operates. And they own, I want to say, around 30 million square feet of space all around the country. I think they own multiple former Maytag facilities around the country. I mean, these guys know what they're doing. They are absolute pros. And I think the rapid success that they had with filling the Maytag building up is a reflection of the experience they bring to the table.
Ken Springer, president of the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development, joining us here this morning. The former Maytag site was going to be filled by a new company by the name of Corteva Agriscience. And this, Ken, is a company that a lot of people probably don't realize how big they are. Fortune 500 company S&P 500.
So Corteva, I think our ag folks out there listening today know pretty well who Corteva is,
right?
But for those that are maybe non-ag folks, you know, Corteva was is a spinoff of Pioneer DuPont, and they were created in 2017, and they're huge. I mean, they're a component of the S&P 500. I mean, but they're the largest pure play agribusiness company in the United States. That's incredible. Company is now in Galesburg. That's awesome. So, it may not be the household name that everybody's familiar with, but it's a major, major win, and we are very lucky to have them here in the community.
And it's a distribution center, meaning probably whether it's seed, feed, fertilizer, things like that. It's going to be basically a warehouse.
That's what I understand. There's not a lot of details available as far as what the specific operations are going to entail. Another thing that hasn't been announced is the number of jobs, and that's just the company's choice not to announce those things, and that's fine. There could be number of reasons why those details are not out right now. But basically, what the community needs to know is that our community's largest vacant building that has been sitting empty for almost 15 years now finally has a new user inside. And that's a big deal for this community. Filling vacant buildings is a big deal for this community.
Yeah, a big impact on the community. And obviously, you would like to know, you would be, I'd love to be able to say, yeah, it's going to create 10 jobs, it's going to be creating 50 jobs, whatever. You'd be love to be able to say that, but you know, that's up to the company.
Yeah, we always defer to the company. If the company says this is what we're comfortable releasing information-wise, and we always stick with that. There's no benefit for us getting ahead of what the company wants to announce. And again, our philosophy right now is hey, we just got a great new major company that's coming to town. Let's just roll out the welcome mat and be happy that they're coming.
Yeah, and there's property tax revenue and things. There's so a great impact on the community no matter.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, and you know, it brings up something that I mentioned in an interview with another media source. Is like we're running out of buildings here. And that's kind of cool. It's kind of a cool thing to have to see in a community. I mean, the flip side is we're running out of building options for, you know, the next company that wants to look. But then again, maybe that means the next company that's looking in our community has to build something new.
Ken Springer, president of Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development, Corteva Agriscience moving into the old Maytag site. And yeah, you bring up a good point. We were talking a little bit off the air about that and that, you know, I wouldn't call it taking it for granted, but those of us who have been here and live here, yeah, we've noticed, yes, you know, the old Walmart area is filled and other different properties that have been filled now. But you don't, I guess you don't think about it as much, but you hear from people who haven't been here and come back and see these things like, wow, Galesburg has really got something going here.
Yeah, and I mean, part of it is I play in this space of real estate like every day, right? That's part of my job. So obviously I'm very dialed into this. But, you know, I look around this community. I've only been here for 5 years. So I'm still sort of have, you know, one foot as an outsider, one foot as a resident. But just in the time that I've been here in this community, I mean, think about all these buildings that have been reused, right? You got the Armory building. You got the former Walmart on Henderson Street. You know, the old OMC manufacturing building on McClure Street. You know, the former Shopko building is under renovation right now. We've seen a new tenant come into JCPenney's. We've seen a new tenant come into the old Kmart building. Former Aldi building on Main Street has been reused. You know, the former Sun Opta building down on 6th Street. That's a company we just recruited back in May. You know, you look at the old Wells Fargo building downtown. That's now occupied. You know, you add all those spaces up. We're talking, I mean, it's got to be close to 1 million square feet of commercial and retail and industrial space that our community has filled up in literally in a 5-year time period. And I know that as residents, we drive around and we, you know, we live amongst this every day. And so it very rapidly kind of fades into the background of our day-to-day life. But I always find it incredible when I have a chance to drive around with somebody who's either from this community and hasn't been back in a while, or even sometimes new visitors, and just drive around and be like, yeah, check this stuff out. And the reaction is like, holy cow, there's a lot that's been going on. And again, I think that's a story that we really should be proud of as a community. I mean, we have repurposed and refilled almost 1 million square feet of vacant space. Like, somebody ought to put that on a t-shirt. we should really be proud of that as a community. And to have that happen in such a short time frame, that's fantastic. And to be clear, not all those were KCAP projects. And honestly, I love that because I want projects to happen organically where KCAP doesn't have to get involved. But as a community, we are revitalizing ourselves. And let's take some pride in that.
You know, one of the things you mentioned as we were again talking off the air was these buildings being filled or being leased or whatever. And I didn't even realize. I mentioned, like, gosh, the only one I can think of now is the old shop going to. Nope, that one, somebody's leasing it. We don't know exactly what's going on, but they're doing some renovations there.
That's correct. Yeah. So, there's not much as far as large buildings left. I mean, you start looking at, you know, 100,000 square feet or more, that starts to get really, really difficult. And again, it's a good problem to have, because I think as we fill up this vacant space, anything future that wants to look at this community is going to really have to consider building fresh. And that's kind of what we've been driving towards with economic development and with our community revitalization for a long time.
Well, and the great thing is there's space for it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, and there are great shovel ready sites ready to go, and I think that's kind of the next phase that you're going to see this kicking into. So I really look at this Corteva project as being an important milestone for the community, not just because on the adding the numbers up of vacant space, but I think psychologically that does something. You know, when you drive by as your community resident and you drive by a vacant building, subconsciously, that's telling you a story, right? And it's generally not a good story, right? I mean, it's a reminder of things that were here, that were lost, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so just to see the aesthetics of buildings getting repurposed, to see parking lots filled up with cars again, you know, to see freight traffic coming in and out of these sites and buildings, I think psychologically that's really important to our community.
I think one of those, especially if you look at the old Walmart location with the four businesses or five that are in there now. And I think that was a prime example of what you were talking about, because it seemed like that was, you know, on social media or whatever, that would be the one like, oh, such a nice, or, oh, I wish something would go in there. Well, here we go. And now, not a whole lot left. There's, you know, like I said, there's a couple of spaces already taken up at the mall. We don't know what's going to happen with the rest of it. Berner space is a good space available. That could be used for something in the near future. We're not totally sure on that. But yeah, I guess the running out of space is a good thing.
It's certainly indicative that our community is revitalizing itself. And I think that's, you know, Tom, I've been saying this the entire time in the community. I don't traffic in moonshots, right? I'm not here to see our community is not going to revitalize itself by landing one gigantic project that's going to magically solve all our ills. I've been saying this from the minute I got in this community. It's incremental growth. It's stacking success. It's, you know, 10 jobs here, 20 jobs there, 50 jobs there. But doing that on a sustained basis year after year, that is how you build your community back the right way. That makes you more resilient. It diversifies your economy. That's the way that you do economic development.
Yeah, if you get that moonshot, that's just gravy. But again, it's a moonshot. It's there's a whole lot of luck involved. And there's, you know, how many thousands of communities vying for whatever that same business is.
Well, and is it really a good economic development strategy to put all your eggs in one basket and then watch, you know, and then your economic development strategy is watching the basket, right? What happens to a community that has a disproportionately large portion of its employment tied up into a single company? What happens when that company leaves? Is this ringing a bell? I mean, like, we know, this is the story. And so I think the diversification of the economy, I mean, if you just, and that's the other real story of the last 5 years. I mean, just look at the different industries now that are popping up. I mean, we have a wind project now. That's brand new, right? It's not, maybe may not be everybody's cup of tea, but we have a business that's playing in the cannabis space. That's a new emerging market. We've got a plant-based protein. And that, again, that's not to take away from the existing industries that are here. We have wonderful companies, but we're adding new industries. And that the broader the spectrum of industries that we have in our economy, the more diverse we are. And that makes our community more resilient to economic shocks. And I think that's really, really important.
Ken Springer, president of the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development, joining us here this morning. Corteva Agriscience moving into the old Maytag site. You know what? Of course, there were a lot of rumors. You talked about how nice that building looked from the outside. So, of course, it looked exactly like the other Amazon warehouses that were or distribution centers that were going up around the country, especially up near the suburban areas. And I actually called you because, of course, I saw on social media and I just didn't click far enough. Amazon's coming. Here's a picture of the old Maytag building. Here's a picture of those. And here's an ad. Amazon is looking for people for Galesburg. Well, and when I talked to you, you told me, it's like, go ahead and click on the ad, and it'll say, yes, it says Galesburg, Illinois, but they're actually hiring for their locations up in Wilmington and Shanahan.
Yep.
And that's just something they do that maybe they don't have enough capacity of people to hire from there. They're looking at other communities to hire, hoping maybe somebody will move there.
Yeah, I suspect that that's really what the case was. And so, yeah, I know that was a big firestorm on social media last week. But, you know, I'm extremely skeptical of things that happen on social media. I think social media is where truth and honest discourse goes to die, honestly. Yeah. But
well, and if they were coming, they would have had to build new because that space was not the size space that they normally use.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at what Amazon warehouses are occupying in other communities, I mean, the average footprint is, you know, between 800,000 square feet and 1.2 million. Okay, well, that's a big building. Now, the Maytag facility, that's a big building. That's like not even a third the size of what, you know, an actual Amazon warehouse. So I think it was just kind of really, really strange timing, you know, with those job ads getting posted. Everybody knew that something was cooking out at Maytag, and I think that kind of fueled the firestorm. But no, I mean, we know it, you know, the word's out now. It's not Amazon. It's Corteva Agriscience. It's a huge win for the community. So let's be happy with what we got.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah. And they, when, so when do they, any information on when they actually take over and start using the facility? Have they released that yet?
Yeah, I think they said they're shooting for fall of 2020. So,
okay.
You know, a lot of the renovation that was going into the former Maytag facility has been taking place over this spring and summer. If anybody hasn't been out there and driven by it, go look at that bill and look at the former Maytag distribution facility across the street. New coat of paint on there. That area is starting to look really good again. And I believe Corteva wants to be up and running this fall.
Wow, that's good. That is good to hear. Anything else, Ken, on the horizon? I mean, I know there's always things in the hopper, and there's a lot that you're not able to say in your position. But just to, you know, just for people, are there things in the hopper at this point? Are there things going on?
Yeah, you know, well, we've been staying really active, and kind of across the spectrum. We're seeing activity on you know, the large deal side, which is good. I mean, that's always to me, that's always a barometer. You know, is the economy still hopping? Because you can tell pretty quickly from my seat when things start to slow down. We start to see the trickle of proposals, you know, dropping off. But no, we've been staying really busy. You know, obviously this year has been very difficult for a lot of folks.
Well, I was going to say, did the whole coronavirus, has that pandemic slowed down what you do? Or are people, I mean, I guess as businesses, they're still looking to do what they need to do, knowing this is going to pass at some point.
Yeah, it was kind of strange, Tom, because we stayed busy with new stuff in the pipeline, I would say through like the end of April, and then it slowed down a little bit in like May and June. And now it's kind of coming back again. And so it's tough to really correlate it. But, you know, I want to kind of temper my optimism. You know, I like coming on and talking about, you know, all these great trends and stuff like that. But I don't want to you know, marginalize the fact that this has been a really tough year for a lot of business owners, a lot of employees, you know, across the community. And you know, so I'm trying to kind of temper that a little bit because it really has been a tough year. But you know, the economists that I follow pretty closely, the thing that they're saying is there's really fundamentally nothing wrong with the U.S. economy except for COVID. Ergo, anything we can do to stamp out this virus is by its own nature an economic, you know, a return to economic normalcy. That's the only way you get back to the pre-COVID economy is to do something about COVID. So, but everybody that I follow says, you know, when we start to get a vaccine or some way this virus, you know, the spread starts to really decline to the point where it's not a factor, you're going to see the economy kind of roar right back to where it was prior to March of this year.
Well, everyone, little or big, they're good, and this obviously is a big win for the city of Galesburg and the area, Knox County as well, in the area.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. So, yeah, be happy. The Maytag building is filled.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely. I mean, it's that is a good thing, and I guess next we hope to start seeing maybe some new construction when it comes to these type of businesses. I mean, there's been a little bit of that, but yeah, hopefully there will be some more. We got a whole business park, like I said, shovel ready to go, and
And hopefully we see some folks moving some dirt around next.
Absolutely. Ken Springer is the president of Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development, joining us here this morning. Ken, anything else we need to know about that's going on?
Just real quick, I wanted to plug, kind of speaking of the COVID thing, I wanted to plug a really cool resource. So on Thursday mornings at 9 a.m., the Chamber of Commerce and the Health Department are co-hosting a live Q&A session. They do it every week. So if you're a business owner and you've got questions about, you know, how to handle COVID related stuff in regards to, you know, your personnel and how your company's supposed to handle it. Great resource every week. The people from the health department just answer questions live, and you can get onto that by going to the Chamber's Facebook page. It's every Thursday at 9 a.m. It's a really awesome resource. Make sure you check it out.
Absolutely. Ken, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
And congratulations too.
Yeah,
I mean, this is a great thing. Great win for Galesburg.
Thanks.